bringing you the best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.
A couple of guys in New England that will send you authentic leaves for the discount price of $19.99.
Like real leaves?
Yeah. You can get, because it is autumn after all.
Well, that is true. Noticed. Yes, I have noticed.
The package comes with one green leaf, one yellow, and one red.
So three leaves for 19.
For 20 bucks, yeah.
My goodness.
They have some nice leaves out there.
Well, they do.
This could be a good business opportunity for us because we have a couple leaves around here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah. The trouble with, Southern Alberta is beautiful in the fall, but we don't have those beautiful colors like the reds and the purples that you get from like the maple trees and other kind of trees like that. We have the beautiful browns and the yellows and the oranges, but...
Yeah, but some people it would be appealing to. Hey, to each their own, they say.
Absolutely.
Look at Wilmer Valderrama and all the ladies he's dated. There's appeal to anyone. You know what we should do, though? We should treat it like cheese. We'll just start bagging it this year, and then next year, we can sell that vintage to other people, and, you know, down the line, we'll be like, oh, what are you looking for?
The 2015 leaves, they were a very good color.
The Billboard chart, The Weeknd is number one. Justin Bieber is number two on the Hot 100. The Weeknd is number three again, and Drake is number four.
The top four on Billboard are Canadian.
That's amazing. We just own the United States
We're
now.
We're dominating.
We will take Oregon.
Maybe New Mexico, too. It's
Are we
really
taking two states this
time? Yeah, I think we should take two.
All right.
Yeah.
Giving you a second helping in bite-sized form. The Jarrett and Kathy Podcast.
The 2016 color of the year for Benjamin Moore is... simply white. It's not white, and it's not beigey white. It's simply white.
They know that white is not a color, right?
It is when it comes to paint, Jarrett Schaefer. They say that white can add dimension and can work good with abstract and stuff like that in your home.
I can't wait for that discussion. Let me stop by your house with a bowl of nachos and watch as you tell Greg that you need to upgrade. We really don't like this eggshell white.
Yeah.
I think we should repaint the house.
And now, Jarrett and Kathy's Not News News.
They're upping the prices at Disneyland and Disney World.
Because it's not expensive enough. They want to make it more expensive.
If you want, they have different variations of it where they do almost like, you know, if you go golf and it's a Monday to Thursday price and then there's a Twilight
Weekend,
price.
Yeah.
If you want to go to Disney World and get a season's pass where you can go anytime, $729.
For one person?
Yes.
Wow.
If you want to do Disneyland and California Adventure Parks, a season pass with no blackout days, $1,049. The good news in this, though.
There is some good news?
Yes. They're not going to change the daily fee. That's still just going to cost one arm.
Have you ever had a phone where you've had the broken screen or had a cracked screen and you still used it anyway? 15% of all phone users right now have a broken screen.
I guarantee 100% of those people have the check engine light on right now.
How much do you want to bet?
Bet on what?
You just guaranteed that 100% of those people with cracked screens have check engine light on.
My guarantee is about as valuable as emissions tests on VWs. Been running a little behind, waiting on the prima donna himself. Maurice the Singing Turkey had to apparently stop and get a manicure. Or is it with a turkey leg? Is that a manicure or a...
It's probably a pedicure, I would think.
What? It's a what? Oh, he gets a mani and a pedi, one for each. You tell us the title of the song he's singing and that frozen turkey is all yours. You got a frozen free turkey from Lethbridge Meats and Seafood, home of the Mad Butcher.
Perfect, thank you.
A Minnesota woman was sent an $80 bill for missing a wedding that she had RSVP'd for. The bride and groom said that that's how much it cost, $80 a plate for dinner. You skipped out on it. They still have to pay for it, so they decided that you have to pay for it. The reason was the mother had promised to babysit for her. She's a single mom. and had to bail last minute, so she just couldn't find a babysitter in time and couldn't get there.
Sending a bill to a guest is...
fair? I think it's fair.
Absolutely not. It's not about money. It's about having your family and friends there to share your special day with you. And
but what if that hurts? What if it hurts the bride and groom that, hey, we wanted you there. We asked you to come. You said you'd come. You didn't show up.
It's not because she was, you know, washing her hair and decided she wanted just to have a pajama night. She, mm-hmm. she couldn't come for a valid reason. And stuff happens. I mean,
what if I got you a ticket for an event? Say it's like Lobster Fest.
Right.
And that cost me $100.
Right.
You said you're going to come and then last minute you say you can't. Whether you have a good reason or not, it's a wasted ticket. I would think like...
So you would expect me to pay you for that ticket?
I'd at least bring it up. Maybe not you, because you're super famous and I'll do whatever you
whatever.
Want. I'm your humble servant. You said you were coming with me. We've been planning this for months.
Right.
Obviously, with a wedding, they've been planning it for a year or more.
Right.
We get the invitation months in advance. We agree to it, but you know, life is what happens when you're busy making plans.
Absolutely.
And sometimes something comes up that is completely out of your hands, and I don't think that she should be charged for it. She tried everything in her power. And I feel the same way. Yes, you're going to be hurt, but stuff happens.
You know, I had, I think, 3 or 4 people not show up at my wedding. And to be honest, I didn't even really notice until, you know, somebody pointed it out, because you're just so busy that day and you're doing, you know, you're trying to mingle with everybody and you just, you know, I didn't even notice till someone pointed it out.
You don't know what the future holds, but you say yes, but the day comes and darn it. Just can't happen.
I guess as long as you still get a gift and it's really nice, it's good consolation.
107.7 The River, online exclusive.